Leading the news this morning, it's been a grim night for the residents of Christchurch. An overnight curfew has been in place in the central city as rescue teams continued searching for survivors. Two Australian women were pulled alive from the rubble yesterday, and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has concerns about three Australians who are still missing. The death toll remains at 75. There are still some hopes of finding more people alive. The European Union is moving to draw up sanctions against Libya. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is battling to retain control of his country. Protesters are consolidating their gains in the east. Hundreds of refugees are now pouring across the border into Tunisia, and thousands of foreigners are trying to flee the country as well. Thousands more people have joined protesters camped out in Bahrain's capital. They were led by a group of political prisoners released by the country's regime. Their release is being seen as a sign that the government wants to start reform talks with the opposition. Violence has erupted in Athens during a huge rally against the Greek government's austerity measures. Protesters hurled rocks and petrol bombs at riot police, who responded with tear gas. A 24-hour strike has crippled the country. And a British court will rule today on attempts to extradite Julian Assange to Sweden. The WikiLeaks founder is facing allegations of sexually assaulting two women. Mr. Assange has denied those claims, and today's ruling is unlikely to be the end of that extradition battle. Both parties are able to appeal this decision.